You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Again, the Tow Rope Tour, it's a way to honor people in the community who have, for whatever reason, inspired, but just doing the right thing for the right reason. And we appreciate lots of nominations for Miles City. And we'll just start off by talking with Ron and Pam Herr of Aaron's Hope Project. I guess, Ron, you drew the short straw. You get to go first here. Thanks for being here. You know what? This wasn't one nomination for Ron and Pam Herr. There was several nominations for you guys. I guess that says something about what you guys are doing. What are you doing?
Well, Tom, thanks for having us today. And my wife and I started a foundation. She'll know the numbers. I mean the dates we started it, but basically it was started because our daughter had cancer. She passed away, and you know it's not easy. Yeah. But the community of Moss City honestly kind of held us up. And as we were going through the process, you know, the grieving and everything, you reflect on Aaron's life and the things she did and the things Miles City did for us. We felt we needed to do something to honor our daughter, for one, and the community of Miles City for all the help. I mean, they supported us.
So they paid it forward, and now you're paying it forward a little more. It's called Aaron's Hope Project, and Pam, of course, your daughter who passed from cancer, and I think every one of us have been touched by cancer in some way or another. I'd say a lot of hate cancer. It's just hard for a lot of families to go through that. But you saw that and turned a tragedy into opportunity.
Yeah, we knew we wanted to keep Aaron's. You know, we wanted to keep her memory alive and do things in her honor, to do things for other families going through the same thing. And so a year after she passed away, we started this. And so we've been doing it for 10 years now, and we have done trips for 40 children.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
It's been amazing. We absolutely couldn't have done it without the amazing support of friends and family in this awesome, awesome community.
Yeah, how do they support? How does this work?
We have our big fundraiser in the winter, and so it's coming up. We didn't get to have it last year, of course, but it's coming up. We're having it on January 1st this year at the brand new Custer County Event Center. So we do a dinner, a nice dinner, and a dance, and then we have a silent auction and a live auction. And it's just, there's other people in the community and in our area that just do personal donations, or if they have a loved one pass away, they'll do memorials. You know, people can donate in memory of someone. We've had a lot of that. So, yeah, we've just had some great supporters.
Turning this around, Ron, do you know then how to come alongside people because you've been through this?
Honestly, we did a Make-A-Wish trip. You know, they're awesome. So we had that experience to kind of look back on and what we wanted to do for these families, not just the kid, because it's not, I mean, the kid's battling whatever it is, but everybody's involved, everybody's experiencing it. We try to make it really personable and make it special for them, include the whole family. If it's 50 people going on the trip, great. If it's 3, great.
Yeah, just want to kind of talk about how the community came around you guys and how that has just, how did that carry you through that time?
We got through every day because we just had great support even when Aaron was sick, you know.
Just little things?
Yeah.
Just little things, just dropping a card off or stuff like that?
Cards, and we knew tons of people were praying for Aaron and praying for us, and they continue to, you know, so it just got us through the hard days.
So where do kids want to go? Where did Aaron want to go?
Well, we went to Disney World, because I think that's where a lot of young kids that age want to go, to Disney World or Disneyland. She wanted to meet the Disney princesses, and so she did that.
Awesome.
But we've sent kids on fishing trips. We sent a kid on a cruise, Mediterranean cruise or something like that. We've sent 3 families to Hawaii, I think.
So the idea behind what we do is an outdoor adventure because we went to Disney World, and that's far from the, you know, it's pavement and concrete and neon lights. So we wanted to, it's Montana kids only. That's the only kids we can do this for. And we live in a beautiful state. There's plenty to do outside. So we try to make it an outdoor adventure. What seems to be that I think works the best is we'll rent a great big house for them, and grandma and grandpa and everybody comes, and they maybe we rent a boat, whatever it is, whatever they want to do, we do it. Mm-hmm. And then for like a week long or however long they can be off, and it's just this family time, really.
Yeah.
They just spend time together.
Well, how can people contribute now? Is there a website, or is there a phone number you can give out, Aaron? Pam?
We have a website. It's Aaron's Hope Project, www.aaronshopeproject.org, and there is a place on there to donate. But yeah, there's all the information on the website, all the kids we've done trips for and pictures and a little story about Aaron and who she was. But we've got a great website.
Thank you for making a difference.
Yes.
Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I'm sorry for the loss. I know how that feels. I think we all do. And so it's brave and it's courageous and it's needed too, what you guys do. Yeah. Ron and Pam Herr. How about that, you guys? Ron and Pam, thank you guys very much. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come on back with more here from the Tow Rope Tour. This is From Montana, For Montana, Voices of Montana.
All over Montana, safety is showing up to work in brand new ways. On loading docks and in doctor's offices, classrooms and construction sites, in bakeries and bookstores. At Montana State Fund, our mission is enabling the kind of safety that today calls for so that we can get back to work confidently. See how safety works in all kinds of jobs and get tips for your own at safemt.com.
We'll be talking with Lee Akers, Shane Flowers, also John Morford as Tow Rope Heroes here from Miles City, Montana. Tom Schultz, we're back live at the Miles City Saddlery. And now it's John Goff, whose wife Jennifer is here for moral support. Don't have a headset on her, John. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for being here. You guys, this is pretty cool. Nominated as Tow Rope Heroes, you bought the theater to renovate and create this place for your friends, families, neighbors, strangers to gather. Tell us about it.
So we kind of went out on a limb. We realized that all the theaters around the country are kind of opening up. Ours wasn't. So we made a phone call and asked if we could purchase it. Our community needs something for the kids and families to do it.
Okay, but why? Why? Just for that reason, I guess.
That's
right.
There's just not a whole lot of family stuff to do. You know, you look at these smaller communities and you try to keep families together and get them to interact together. You know, you got too much iPad and Nintendos and stuff that kids, you know, they're losing that whole family feel. So as we decided, that was kind of our community give back. We were going to get it divided up into three screens. Reached out to a local nonprofit, the Barn Players, because we knew they needed a home. You know, they've been looking forever. We said, hey, we can give you a free place to call home. Let's bring back this live stage in the theater. Let's get kids so they can come back to the matinees, the winter matinees, you know, summer matinees. Just get families to want to go out and get out of the house a little bit more. That's kind of where we're at. We didn't want to see another empty hole on Main Street either. You know, it's some history to this building.
Tell us about the history then. So that played a part of it too?
Oh, a big part. My wife and I are into the history of our community.
Oh, nice.
The building was built in 1936 by Hy Knutson. It has been a staple of our community since 1936. And the grandkids reached out to us here a couple weeks ago and said, man, this is amazing what you guys are doing. And we said, it's amazing of what your granddad did for our community on the legacy he left. And we've had people reach out that have moved in the 70s and 80s that said, hey, my first job was at the concessions, or I was an usher or ticket taker. And we really believe in that community. And that was a wonderful, magical place. And so we're hoping for many years to come, we can continue that magic here in our local community with this theater.
So what's where's the magic right now? It's part of the renovation. It doesn't look like magic right now.
It's magical inside.
Yeah.
We actually have a concrete truck over there right now.
Oh, cool.
It years of neglect. It just needs a lot of TLC and upgrade. So we just started with the roof and we're working our way down. We got concrete going in for the floor and then we'll have walls up after that, and then hopefully by midwinter late winter at the latest, we'll be able to open up for the community again. That's really cool. You probably have, and I'm out of time here in this break, but you probably have some nonprofits lined up. You probably have events planned that are going to bring the community together.
We're hoping we can get a little bit more on that. Again, working with the Barn Players, we're hoping that'll we can work something out here shortly.
Great job, John. Appreciate that. Thanks for giving back your community like that.
Thank you.
Yep, John Goff. We're back with more here in just a bit. Named after General Miles, that might not come as a surprise. When Fort Keogh was originally established, this was sometime after the Battle of the Little Bighorn in 1876. They actually had a fort just down the road near the Tongue River, and from there, it grew. It was not a real big community to start with, but it was nicely located alongside the Yellowstone River, and really in God's country, as some would believe. Hey, welcome back, Pro Rope Tour. We are 406 in Miles City. Want to make sure that I thank Teresa and Lori and Mary Lou from Miles City Saddlery, a great facility here, as I mentioned. A lot of cool things going on. Also want to thank Mountain Health Co-op. And remind you, coverage doesn't have to end where Medicare leaves off. They're offering affordable policies to supplement Medicare coverage. Should look into that. Let Mountain Health Co-op help you fill those gaps and discover your supplemental insurance options today. Mountain Health Co-op. They're a co-op, and they're honored to celebrate connections in Montana's communities and proudly covering you when it counts. Shane Flowers is with us here, and Shane and Tanya, is it Tanya or Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya bought Quality Meats in August of 2020, and did you know what you were getting into at that time?
You know, we obviously have been doing this for years, so we had a pretty good idea. We knew that a lot of the challenges were coming up, but there's been a lot of other challenges that came with it. So there's always a different scenario there. You gotta power through and figure out how to work through it.
This was out of a demand that you saw was not being met, and actually there were a lot of, I suppose, friends, neighbors, again, family and strangers that that didn't have their needs met.
Oh, for sure, you know, and it's always that way. I mean, I don't know that we're ever going to get to a capacity in the state of Montana where you're meeting everybody's needs, but all you can do is jump in and give it everything you've got and see what you can come up with, you know.
What have people told you about this? Did they? I mean, and you did it. It's obviously a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you did it because you saw the need. You want to help people out in the community. What have they said about it? Where are you at?
You know, it's tough because you've got two sides of the business. You know, a lot of what we're trying to do is vertically integrate ourselves to where, you know, we do everything from hoof to the retail sale to the wholesale sale, and that includes any value added production. So, you know, vertically integrating ourselves and then still trying to meet the demand of the local community to process animals for those is a challenge when, you know, the labor market's what it is today. So we have to kind of continue to try to build that and make that better all the time.
You're partnering, too, with Miles Community College. That seemed like a natural fit.
It is. You know, I mean, we're right here. It's easy for these kids that are in school to come right to our facility and get some internship opportunities. And so we've had a couple of interns here in Miles City, and we've also had one over in our Billings location. So we've been able to utilize that to pretty well and get some of those interns kind of trained up and understanding the industry. So
what's that like, training interns in the meat processing industry?
It's great. I think I love it when somebody has a passion for something and you have the opportunity to help them build the knowledge and everything they need for that passion. So I love it. You know, we train on a daily basis because you're always hiring people that haven't had any experience in the industry. It's a tough industry. A lot of people have gone away from it. So you're always trying to bring back in new people. So we're constantly training all the time, but it's always nice when that person's going to school for it because you know the passion's already there. So it makes a big difference when they're going to the college.
Does it kind of get in the way? Or I know it's an extra component there on that business side of things.
You know, it does. I mean, any of that stuff gets in the way. But when you don't want to be selfish, you want to do what's good for the industry. You want to do what's best for the industry, because if we don't build the industry, none of us will do anything, right? So I always find it just a great opportunity to help build the industry, because even if they go somewhere else and build their own plant or do their own thing, it's still going to help me in some way, some shape, some form, to know that they had the proper training and they're going to go out there and make our industry look good.
Now, you're not giving away any of your sausage secrets, are you?
Never.
Okay. Nope. All right. So, but then, do you train them? Ranch House is a meat company and sausage company. You also operate out of Shepherd, right?
Yep. So that is our Shepherd location, yep. The Ranch House side. And so, yeah, we've had one intern in there. Like I said, the distance is the problem sometimes when you get out of Miles City. So we have probably a better opportunity to get those interns in the Miles City location than we do the Shepherd location. But we love the opportunity to take those guys in there and show them how that works as well. You know, obviously, there's always a little bit of secrecy you got to keep to yourself, but you can definitely show them the processes of it.
Okay, yeah. And do they kind of hound you a little bit for that secret recipe?
You know, there's so much technical there. They really don't, because there's so much they're learning already that their mind's intrigued in that instead of really worrying about the nitty-gritty stuff.
Well, but that's an art form, isn't it?
It is. It is. You got there's a lot of science behind meat processing. There's no doubt about it. If you don't understand the science of it, you will fail. So that's the goal, is to teach them the science of it, and then they can be creative on their own.
Do people who cut a pretty good steak know how to cook a pretty good steak?
Generally not. They know what it should look like, but somebody else can usually do a better job. So.
That's right. That's right. Each in their own wheelhouse, so to speak. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Shane Flowers, along with his wife, Tanya, Quality Meats of Montana, August of 2020, kind of giving back to the community, training new meat processors. And that's really a big need in this community and all across the state, isn't it?
It is, for sure. I mean, anything you can do to increase the skilled labor market is a great opportunity. I mean, you just can't beat it.
Do you know Lee Akers, by the way?
I do not.
Yeah, Lee is a longtime radio guy around here. Troublemaker too. he's a troublemaker preacher. Figure that out. We'll figure that out when we come on back with more. Shane Flowers, thank you for being here. Thank you. You nominated as a Toll Rope Hero. People have really appreciated you stepping up and training and being a part of their communities, and we do too.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Shane Flowers. We'll take a quick break and come on back. As I mentioned, Lee Akers is standing by. Headlines first with Brian Bennett.
As telecom manager at a health insurance plan, Carl does what's required.
I run a fully automated phone tree that keeps our members from ever having to speak to a human. Hey, I do what's required.
At Pacific Source Health Plans, we go beyond what's required. Instead of automated phone trees, we have real people answering our members' calls in an average of 30 seconds. Which means you'll always speak with a person who can help. Pacific Source Health Plans. Members first.
A lot of folks to talk to here. Let's just keep rolling right along. We're toll roping here in Miles City, the Toll Rope Tour at the Miles City Saddlery. I'm Tom Schultz, and joined by Lee Akers, as I mentioned, longtime announcer for one of our affiliates here, KMTA at 1050 AM. And also, Lee, nominated as a preacher who visits senior citizens in long-term health care facilities for care and comfort, especially through the pandemic. That was probably as important a mission as anything.
Well, actually, Tom, they don't let me in to do that. I have not been able to because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic,
They won't let people in.
And yeah, even still?
Even still.
Wow.
So, you know, they were just getting ready, and then all of a sudden they had a new strain come out or something like that. So.
How did you continue to engage the community and serve them?
I record my sermons, and I put them on the internet. I send them out to people, to subscribers, and one of the subscribers works at the Holy Rosary and shares those messages with the people there.
Did you go and visit? I know that they'll let you maybe look through a window or communicate through a window. It was real tough because I have family members that had to go through that sort of thing. It was real difficult.
No, I would love to, but no soap.
Yeah.
No soap.
Yeah.
You know, I just
gotcha.
They want to protect people, and I understand that, and I do too. You know, but it kind of hurts me. It hurts the people. You know, it hurts my parishioners. Because you know, they're there and they can't get out. And so I've taken church to them. I have for years and years now.
Yeah. How do people then kind of come out of this, Lee?
Well, I'm not sure. As for me, when I get back into the, when I am finally allowed back into the nursing home, I'm going to come out of it aces because I'll be back preaching again.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I work on the radio, but my calling is really the Lord. And I came up to Miles City, excuse me, from Southern California to drive a truck. And I had been ordained and was an associate pastor in a church down there, and came up here to drive a truck. And that didn't last very long. First thing you know, I have an invitation to come down and work in the nursing homes and preach, you know, teach and like that. And so now I know why I came to Miles City.
Yeah.
It wasn't to drive a truck. It was to work in a nursing home and, or, you know, resident care facility, if you please. And they're such wonderful people. You know, it's your mom, it's your dad. You know, it's folks. And you know, the mainstream churches send the buses out for the little children, and then, but they won't send anything out to the old folks because, oh, they're too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's these people who were raised in the church. You know, okay, and. They're locked away, can't get out, so I take church to them.
Yeah.
So that's...
Well, and you were recognized for that, so that appreciation is felt in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's a passion, it's a labor of love, it's a calling for you as well.
Yeah.
And your wife, Catherine Kellogg, a member of the Custer County Fund for Animals, was also nominated here, too, for what she does. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's good. So thanks for what you do, Lee. I know you're a legend around here. We'll chat again, okay?
Thanks, Tom.
Yep, Lee Akers. We'll take a break and come on back with more here from Miles City.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Kind of fun to get out again, isn't it? 4:06 and our tow rope tour is in Miles City, then Baker tomorrow, and also Glendive on Friday as we're at the Miles City Saddlery. I'm really impressed with this place, and they've been real kind. Teresa and Lori, thank you guys for the help here. Just to get a note out there, too, as we had a chance to talk with John Goff. That was earlier. They're renovating the theater in Miles City. It's a place to gather in the community. You can follow that on Facebook, Montana Theater, and if you want to kind of help out there, that'd be real cool. A lot of folks helping out each other. That's how we get through it, not just the day-to-day, but from the beginning to the end. Want to thank Western Ranch Supply. They're giving away this Bad Boy Zero Turn mower to one lucky winner overall. All the nominees and all those who nominate them are going to be qualified to win this. And so even if we're past your community, you want to nominate a local tow rope hero, please do that. Go to voicesofmontana.com. And then participate. It's pretty cool. Big thanks to Mountain Health Co-op as well, as they're sponsoring this. Talked about their Medicare coverage as well, affordable policies for supplement. I think there's options there that you guys should look into. That co-op model in health insurance is pretty cool. It's member owned. You are going to own that. They're also loving what you do in your communities here, celebrating those connections. John Morford, Montana Warriors on the Water Project, is with us now here in Miles City. John, good to see you. You know, we chatted a while back. You have been a longtime leader in the bucking horse sale.
Yes, sir.
And then you took on some time ago, a little while ago now, maybe 6-7 years, you took on this Montana Warriors on the Water Project.
The project actually kind of found me. There was a couple of guys come up with the idea in late 2014 and come to another group that I was part of and were looking for some help, and that just kind of evolved into what it is now. I become involved real heavily in the early 2015, the year of our first fishing trip. So it's a standalone nonprofit here in Miles City. There's no other chapters. Our goal is to help veterans from all over the United States come into Montana on various trips at no cost to themselves. Every one of our trips is completely free to them. And we offer a week-long fishing trip at Fort Peck. We've offered antelope hunts, some pheasant hunts, cow elk hunts. We've had Purple Heart vets come in and hunt bull elk. We've had a youth deer hunt where it's the youth, the 12-year-olds are children of vets. We've offered different trips for our veterans. We don't have any set criteria. They don't have to be wounded, although we've had many, many wounded and handicapped veterans come to our program.
Right.
But it's just a it's a great way for us to give back to the veterans, and it's no better place to bring them as into eastern Montana as well as all of Montana, because they just can't, especially the vets from out of state. I mean, we've brought in vets from all over the United States, probably 35 different states and Puerto Rico, and they're amazed at the hospitality they encounter when they get here and the thanks that the people of Montana have for our veteran community.
I think that's an important point you make. It's for Montana warriors on the water. It's not necessarily a wounded warrior kind of program, although that's, you know, certainly any warrior, any veteran can come for that purpose. But it's a standalone nonprofit.
We live and die by donations. We struggle every year, and we have at the end of our week-long fishing trip in July, we always end it in, at the Fort Peck Marina, Fort Peck, and we have a concert, music there, a concert, and a fundraising deal, and that's our main fundraising. But we're always doing different things throughout the year to try to raise money. But and we have some people that just donate to us in cash once in a while, which is well. But and we've started offering $3,000 sponsorships to anybody that's interested in that. For $3,000, you can sponsor a vet, and that completely pays his expenses to come on a trip. And so we try to raise money the best we can, but it's a well worthwhile project. The people that's on our board, that's volunteers that are associated with it, that help us put this thing on every year, no matter what kind of a trip it is, they get just as much out of it as a lot of vets do.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. A lot of our stuff can be this tow rope hero thing is, well, I'm grateful for being here, and it's not about me, it's about this organization.
Yeah.
But our organization it's the epitome of this tow rope, because we've had several vets come through our program that are leading less than stellar lives when they came. And as you alluded to before, a vet doesn't have to be physically wounded to carry some scars. And we've had lots of veterans that carry internal scars, and it's hard. And for those guys to come and they're struggling with life, and they come through us, and if we can provide a conduit for them to meet other veterans, and they have a relationship into the future, and it's just like this tow rope deal. Those other vets are pulling these vets along with them, and we've watched veterans come through our program that have established lifelong friendships with people that they just met on our trip. And that's not saying that we ourselves had anything to do with that, but we provided them with the avenue to do that, and that's really, really worthwhile.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had guys, and I'm not going to mention any names, but we had a gentleman come to us that took us out behind, after the concert that night, took us out behind us, some of us, our board members, and told us that 3 weeks after we called him, he was in the bathroom with a gun in his mouth. And he just thought to himself, you know, I better go see what this trip's about. I hate to, you know, they've went to all this trip. So he came, and from day one all the way through the week-long trip, he was very, very, he just kept getting better and better. And now he is a stand-up member. He does a lot of stuff for other veterans groups, and an outstanding young man.
That's an encouraging story, John.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I say. It's the epitome of what you're talking about here with this tow rope. It takes many to create something and to pull somebody along with you, and that's what makes this organization all worthwhile.
Yeah, you're changing lives with that, and you've served 145 veterans so far. How can people help you? How can they?
The main way to see what we do is just find us on Facebook. Just Facebook/MWOTW, and you can donate through us there. You can send an email to warriors@montanawarriorsonthewater.com. We can send you brochures, whatever you'd like to know.
Just do a search. Warriors, Montana Warriors on the Water.
Yep.
And also if you are a veteran who's interested, or you know, connected in your community and know somebody who can, you know, take advantage of this trip or gain from it, please contact John. And
bless you.
Yeah,
we're always we put out our application for our big fishing trip in January. We just got done calling people for our cow elk hunt that's coming up here in November. So we have different trips every year. So you just, it's always on our Facebook page. So you just, if you watch us on Facebook, you'll find them all.
Thanks for what you do, man. I appreciate
thank you, sir.
It. Yeah, good work. That's John Morford, Montana Warriors on the Water Project. We take a break and we'll come on back. Beth McCoy is standing by, Executive Director of the Custer Network Against Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault. That's Kanata. Back with that after a short break here. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
It's more important than ever to get your seasonal flu shot this year, because COVID-19 and the flu will be circulating at the same time. Protect yourself, your loved ones, your community, including Montana's essential workers, against the flu, and get your flu shot. Everyone 6 months and older should get their flu shot every year. And remember to wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. Come on, Montana, let's fight flu together.
Getting everybody used to
back live here at Miles City Saturday as the Total Tour continues. We're in Baker tomorrow at the Big Game Casino and Tavern in Miles, in Glendive on Friday at the Dustin Courthouse. And you can't read too much into that, Beth. Beth McCoy is with us here. Tom Schultz back in Miles City. Beth has also brought a Caitlin Kane. Now, let me tell you, Beth works. She's executive director of CNADA. Is how it's the acronym for it is CNADA. It's the Custer Network Against Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault. And then victims advocate Caitlin Kane. She's also the office manager. Beth, nominated as a tow rope hero. We're going to talk with you a bit later on about this powder puff thing coming on as well. But the job, I'm so impressed. And the job that you guys do,
you.
The need that there is out there kind of disgusts me. But talk about CNADA and what you accomplished there.
Yeah, so CNADA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides services to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. And we were a real grassroots organization that formed early in 1996. And since then, it's really grown over 7 communities and counties and providing services over roughly 17,000 square miles in eastern Montana. And so we're really just reaching out to survivors in our community. We really uphold the belief that individuals deserve to live in a home free from fear and free from the threat of fear.
Yeah. Caitlin, you're a victims advocate. Mm-hmm. Talk about the challenges and the rewards of your job.
The challenges, it just all depends. So some people aren't ready to leave yet, and so mm-hmm. that's kind of hard. But the rewarding of it all is when they do leave, they follow up with us and they say, you know, we've got our own place, we've got a good job, you know, we've got our kids and they're doing good. It's always rewarding to know that I had a part in that and being able to help those people get past that.
Yes, it's kind of something that kind of goes in the shadows a little bit.
Yeah.
But you need awareness for this issue, don't you?
We really do. You know, October specifically is the month for awareness for domestic violence. We share space this month with breast cancer awareness, and we really look to the survivors to get their voices out there. You know, as you can imagine, it's been specifically difficult during the pandemic when people are quarantined mm-hmm. together. There's been a lot of barriers for survivors to receive services during this time.
And, we're going to talk a bit later on, too, because I know you're doing some fundraising efforts, but how can people get a hold of you? And how would you encourage them to maybe overlook some of the reasons that they are afraid to reach out?
Yeah, so I would suggest that they give us a call on our hotline. We operate a 24-hour crisis hotline at 406-951-0475. People have also used Facebook to reach out to us, which has been a good connection to survivors. So we are under the Custer Network Against Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault on Facebook as well.
Thank you for what you do. I appreciate that.
Thank you
guys
you.
Are tow rope heroes. You really are. That's Beth McCoy, and also Caitlin Kane. Again, it's from Sonata, the Custer Network Against Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault. We're going to line up John Laney here. Just a reminder again, Total Rope Tour in Baker, brought to you by, by Mountain Health Co-op, reminding you that open enrollment for 2022 begins November 1st. Start thinking ahead there. Now's the time to start comparing plans and discovering how your health plans can work for you. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. Again, back here at Miles City Saddlery, just a few minutes to catch up with John Laney, the Miles City Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, who nominated Jeff Shaw, who owns the Redneck Grill. Yeah, awesome. Good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
for the work
coming.
You do. So talk about Jeff Shaw.
Well, I have to because he won't.
Yeah. Couldn't make it.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy. He is just all about Miles City. It's kind of the way he thinks is the nature of the way the town thinks, and it's always do stuff for others. I don't know. Several years ago, they put together these grills. They built these grills. They're huge. And it's actually the only way we have in town to feed big groups, you know, other than the catering issues. And they sometimes extend more than what the caterers can do. So Jeff goes around and he just cooks for stuff, kids stuff, anything that has to do with youth. It's cost of goods. He doesn't charge a penny.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, you know, besides the grill, he's involved in so many other things. President of the Friends of the Fairgrounds. He's involved in all kinds of youth activities and things like that. So we kind of joke around. He's a great guy to have because he's kind of the MacGyver of Miles City.
Yeah.
You know, if something breaks, he can fix it. Nobody might know how he did it, but he got it done. You know, and he's just one of those guys that hangs back in the back, and there's never anything said about him. And I thought this is a perfect opportunity to. You know, to let some folks know that he does a ton of stuff, and there's just a lot of stuff that would go undone if he wasn't a part of it.
So it's not about recognition; it's about helping out for John. For Jeff Shaw, John Laney's with us here. So he's just a willing guy, right?
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, it's crazy. We always joke about you know, when you get in trouble when you're a kid, they give you community service. And that's, you know, Jeff will call and he'll say, okay, we gotta do this. It's a community service.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I said, I did a lot of terrible stuff when I was a kid, but, I mean, my community service has got to be up pretty soon. But, you know, it's that, you know, I can cite a million things, but it's just a constant thing that, like I said, you know, when you have the abilities by what you built to cook for 1,000 people, you know, it's pretty incredible.
Thank you for coming by and standing up and thanking folks. And I know we're out of time here, John, but the Miles City community is pretty close-knit.